If you open a bottle and you don't want the liquid to spill out, you put in a
stopper.
Okay, and what would that be made out of?
Cork.
Okay. And this is a musical instrument that goes, you play like this.
French harp.
Okay. And what about something that you pluck?
Juice harp.
Okay. And the things that you pound nails with?
Hammer.
Okay. And if you have a wagon and two horses, the long wooden piece that comes between the two horses?
Tongue.
Okay. And if you have a horse pulling a buggy, when you hitch him up, before you hitch him up, you back him in between the...
that shaft.
Okay. And now talking about the wheel of a wagon. Okay, starting with the inside, you have the hub. And then the spokes come out. And the spokes fit into the...
rim.
Okay. And which part touches the metal thing around the outside? It touches the ground.
The rim.
Okay, well...
the band that goes around.
Yeah. Do you call that the rim? Or?
No, I don't know. I guess you do. I don't...
Okay. Have you ever heard of a phally or a phalla?
What is that?
It's being part of the wagon.
Well, I probably called it something else. Where is it used?
It depends. It's connected to the spokes, I think. If you have a horse hitched up to a wagon, there's a bar of wood that the traces are fastened to.
Saddle trees.
Okay. And if you have two horses, and each one has one of these, then they're connected to the what?
The tongue.
Now, each one has a single tree.
Oh.
Then both of these single trees are connected to a...
to the front of the wagon.
Yeah. I'm thinking about...
axle?
No, I'm thinking about... double tree or evener or spreader or double single tree. You ever heard any of these?
Well, the single tree is where you got one horse.
Yeah. What about when you have two horses?
Well, that's a double.
What do you think?
I know, used to put in a wagon, you'd have two. And if it was one horse, it'd be a one horse wagon. And if you got a larger wagon, you'd have two.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and if a man had a load of wood and he was driving along, you would say that he was doing what?
I don't know what you mean.
He's got a load of wood in his wagon and he's driving along.
Delivering wood?
Yeah, would you say... okay, so he's filling up his wagon at a wood lot and taking it to his house and unloading it and then driving back and getting some more wood, you'd say. Did you say hauling wood or drawing wood or carting wood?
Well, they used to call it hauling wood.
Okay. And suppose that there was a log across the road. You say, I tied a chain to it and I wet it out of the way.
Pulled it out.
Okay, well, in other words.
They call it drag.
Okay, so you say, I tied a chain to it and I...
drug.
Okay.
Or dragged.
Okay, and you say, we have what? Quite a few stumps out of the road. We have...
you mean taking them out of the ground?
Yeah. No, say, already this morning we have what? Quite a few logs out of this street. Using the word drag, we have...
he's dragged.
Okay. And the thing that you use to break up the ground with in the spring?
Plows.
Okay. Are there different kinds of plows?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you know the names for different kinds?
Well, bull tongue, twin plow, and it was what you call a double shovel. It had a lot of tongues on it, or whatever you call it.
Okay. What about something that's...